Sanctioned, What Benefit? Is the latest report from Citizens Advice Scotland. It's one of the most detailed examinations of the impact of sanctions in Scotland so far, and it's based on real case evidence from across the Citizens Advice Bureau service. A benefit sanction might be applied to somebody's benefit if they don't comply with the conditions attached to their benefit. These are things like applying for a certain number of jobs, attending interviews at the job centre, or attending training programmes to help them get back to work. And what it means is that their money is no longer paid for either a minimum of 1 week going up to a maximum of 3 years without a payment. In the last few years, there's been a huge rise in the number of sanctions and in the number of people sanctioned who are being supported by citizens' advice bureaus. In fact, the rate of sanctions has doubled in the last few years compared to the rate in the first 12 years of the Job Seekers Allowance benefit. And it's not just Job Seekers Allowance it applies to, it also applies to Employment and Support Allowance, which is the benefit aimed at people who are too sick to work at present. When people come to Bureau having been sanctioned, often they didn't realise they'd been sanctioned until they went to get some money, for example, if they were going to do their weekly shop. 60% of advisers that we spoke to said that they'd seen clients who didn't know that they'd been sanctioned until they went to get their money. And when the client calls the job centre to find out what's been going on, the job centre can't even tell them why the sanction has been applied in some cases. People are being sanctioned for all sorts of reasons. Some people are coming to Bureau having missed appointments at the job centre that they weren't even aware of and then getting a sanction as a result. We've seen clients who've called into the job centre sick, but the message isn't passed on, so they miss an appointment and then have their money stopped. People who've not applied for enough jobs, perhaps they have to apply for 20 jobs a week and 1 week they're only able to apply for 19 jobs. And we also see lots of people who are sanctioned for not doing their job search online. Perhaps they don't have internet at home and they have to go to a local library and they can't afford that, or the library might not be open as many hours as they need to be able to do the necessary job search. Or sometimes people just don't have the computer skills to be able to comply with the requirements on their benefit. One of the most shocking cases that we've seen was a man who was on Employment and Support Allowance benefit, and he was required to attend a meeting to discuss his future work prospects. This man had a letter from his doctor saying he was too sick to travel because he had terminal cancer and he'd spent the previous 3 days in bed. Yet this man was sanctioned for missing his appointment and his benefit was cut to just £11 a week for him to survive on. The impact of benefit sanctions can be very severe as well. We're seeing many people coming into bureaus who've not eaten for several days. 97% of the advisers that we surveyed said that they'd seen people missing meals because of a benefit sanction because they can't afford to buy food. And 94% said that they'd seen people getting food parcels to survive the sanction period. One person who came into the Bureau had been living on porridge for 2 weeks prior to coming to the Bureau because he had nothing else to live on. We've seen people who've had tenancies at risk, who've had debt repayment arrangements put at risk, who've even had things like child access arrangements put at risk as a result of sanctions. And we've also seen that 77% of advisers say that they've seen clients turn to formal loans as a way of surviving the sanction period, so people are getting further into debt as a result. And of course, this all has an impact on people's health and stress levels. People are struggling to know how to avoid getting a sanction. They don't know what's happening when their money stops, and they don't know how to survive without that money. It's clear there's something wrong with the system, and we think there's some quite relatively small changes that could actually make a big difference if it was communicated to client claimants clearly before their money stops, that they are told why they've been sanctioned so they can avoid it happening in the future. If the job centre took into account when people have good reasons for not complying with their requirements, or giving people a warning the first time something goes wrong so that they know what the expectation is next time. But there needs to be a more fundamental review of the system. Everybody needs to be able to eat and heat their homes. And there are real questions to be asked as to whether cutting somebody's money so they have nothing to live on, so they can't wash their clothes, they can't pay the bills, they can't look for employment, is really the best way of helping people find work and get off benefits.